All right, guys, so as we left off last session, you had met our cheesy, I guess not, no longer trio, with Alex joining us for this very not serious one shot. So you had met our four mice and rats, and they had learned, after doing a little shopping at Mouse Mart, they had learned that the Divine One, their holy guardian, their holy god, has been killed, missing. Something has happened to the Divine One, and it is the buzz of the city here at Cheddaropolis. So everyone is currently fighting, well, at the tail end, pun intended, of fighting a couple of rat thugs that, when everyone had tried to leave the city, tried to stop you guys. And yeah, so we'll kind of pick up from there.
And now it is going to be Butler's turn in the face of this spider.
So it like bit into the side of me, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. Butler grabs its like biting mandibles or whatever it's called on a spider.
Mm-hmm.
And shoves the Q-tip torch in between.
Okay, cool.
And then I wiggle my way out, start wrapping it up with the rat poison string.
Okay. Why don't you, I would say, sleight of hand to get your Q-tip out and blocking him.
Yes.
And then we'll go from there.
Okay. 13 sleight of hand.
Okay, you're able to do that. Do you want to make a dex save to see if you can zip around him quick enough while he's before he moves and tries to stop you and bite you?
That's a 5.
Okay. So you wrap him up a little bit and he thrashes out of it, now with the Q-tip off of him. And that's about it. He is ready to bite you again.
No.
It is going to be Louis' turn.
Do I take poison or anything?
You don't take any damage yet. He hasn't bit you.
So one guy's running currently, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then do we hear like rat screams from the darkness or?
Yeah, you can hear like the gnashing of mandible.
But we can't see anything.
No.
Okay.
You can tell the direction it's in though.
Okay. I guess I'll try and get the guy running away, but can I like try and like shoot his like little rat foot to stop him or something?
Like you're doing non-lethal damage?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that for sure.
15 to hit?
Yeah, that hits.
Should I still roll damage?
He only has 2 health, so no.
Okay.
He just collapses as you knock out his foot. So he's just prone right now.
Okay, good.
And it's now Lickety's turn.
So there's spider, huh? So we can all see the spider now?
You can just hear it. You know the direction. If you were to take your movement over there, you probably would see it.
Okay, I'm gonna. My fire starter like a match, or is it like I can use it to like create like a fire like in like a campfire?
It's like a match.
Okay.
It's a small piece of a match.
And it only has one use?
Yeah.
Well, we do kind of need light. Okay, I'm gonna use my fire starter, and I'm gonna try and give us a bit of light so we can fight this thing better. And then I'm gonna walk towards it a little bit.
So everyone can now see it. There's enough light coming off and you guys are pretty close. So this little bit of light does enough. You see it. It's kind of like trying to maneuver around to bite at Butler.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, do you think that was a full action, bonus action?
You can do another action.
Okay, I'm going to hold the match in one hand and then start slinging with the other and try and acorn him.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to acorn the spider.
Don't miss.
Okay, it's going to be 14.
Hey, that hits.
Nice, okay. Be 4 plus 2 plus 3. It's going to be 6 bludgeoning.
Nice. And it collapses off of Butler onto the ground. An acorn dent in its side. Dead. So we are in loose initiative again. You guys can choose what you want to do with the one that's collapsed on the ground, prone. Smashed by an acorn, or by an arrow, I mean.
Well, I think we do some good old fashioned questioning now. Maybe, you know, get, you know, you get your Louis, you get some fleas on him, and you creep him out and make him talk. Or maybe that spider did it. Maybe we bring him into the mayor and, you know, just turn him in.
Can spiders talk?
No.
Okay.
Unless it also got hit by the magical explosion back in the day, but the spider's dead.
Okay. Never mind.
I think you could just intimidate him, honestly.
You guys want me to do that, or should we?
I could put some fleas on him, but
oh yeah,
throw some sand in his eye.
You traumatized me, and I wasn't even friends with the rat. So
yeah, that's my old bashing club. I haven't taken him out. I haven't taken it out in a while.
Kind of scary, you know.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I know some techniques that I'll make sure that I get talking. Little sandbag action and starts kicking into air.
Yeah, good cop, bad cop, and creepy cop.
Not creepy cop.
I'll be creepy cop, but let can be bad cop.
I have actually never met a cop in my life. I've never encountered one. Never. So the story is that I'm actually just a butler, and so I never run into the law. I am a good citizen.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Louis might make a better good cop, because I'm better at being a bad cop. And
Okay.
I'm better at ball kicking than stalking, if you know what I mean.
Oh, right. I do know.
You see him doing rapid kicks again.
I do know what you're talking about.
So now you get the idea. Well, yeah, this is what he means by sandbagging.
God. Okay. I'll go up to the rat, I guess.
I'll come too, but I'm going to collect my fleas off the corpse of one of the rats.
I love, like, you just reaching your rat paw out as you're passing by, and they just hop on.
And they all just...
They're all bloated.
Hop onto me. Now they can reproduce.
I collect my string of definitely not completely covered in rat poison, and also I'm definitely not completely covered in rat poison, and also definitely didn't get bit by a spider and completely poisoned.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely are poisoned. You're pretty poisoned.
Might need some medical attention.
I'm putting next to your name poison times two. Get double poisoned.
Where's this rat?
Yeah, you guys come over to this little poor little soul, poor little lost rat soul.
Hey, little buddy. I know we just killed all your. Well, sorry, what? I'll let you go first.
I didn't see nothing.
Oh yeah, well.
You guys can keep on going. I didn't see nothing.
Well, guess what? If you don't tell us...
The boss don't have to know.
If you don't tell us who your boss is and who you're working for, I got a porcupine pie. I'm going to shut up, but the sun don't shine. You hear me?
Do we have to do that?
I don't know. Do we? Yeah.
Do I need to start kicking? We'll stop once you're ready to talk.
My friend...
He starts kicking the air.
My friend right here sandbagged the shit out of your nuts.
Louis, I'll step in and be like, "Well, you could just tell us what you know, and then they won't hurt you. You know, it's easier that way. And then we'll let you go."
Yeah, I could tell you guys what I know.
And I will say that Sid is still kicking the air as he's being held back by Louis. Like he was fully advancing, like in a horror movie with. Someone's tied to a log and they're moving towards the saw. That's what he's like with the feet.
I love that.
Wait. I'll tell you. My boss, he'll kill me if you know, but you're going to kill me anyways.
Wait, if you tell us, maybe we can kill your boss and you don't have to worry about that shit and have a new life.
Keep your nuts.
His name is Big Al.
Big Al?
Big Al.
Big Al. Well,
oh, Big Al.
Does Big Al know anything about killing the Divine One? Is that you?
I don't know, I swear. He just told us to keep people out, to keep people in the city.
You know anything about them lizard folk now?
Hate them lizard folk. The boss had us working for him for a little while.
Well, creepy cop only goes so far. I think we need to start kicking.
I told y'all I know!
You didn't tell us where Big Al is. You know where Big Al is. You take care of your problem. Lickety split over here.
Big Al's in the city. That's all I know. Swear.
And you don't know why he's trying to keep people from leaving the city?
He just said nobody needs to leave.
And that's all he said.
Yeah.
Can I roll like insight or something?
Yep.
17.
Yeah, you can tell he's definitely hiding something. Not being entirely truthful.
All right. Yeah, he's lying. I might be time for some sandbagging.
Oh, there's gonna be some kicking. There's gonna be some fleas going all over his hair and shit. And I'm gonna smile at him.
No, not the smile. I can handle everything but the smile.
Cause I haven't been to the dentist in 10 years now.
Oh, cavities.
Yeah, so you got one last chance.
He told us he didn't want nobody to see the divine one. He didn't want nobody to see the divine one.
Has he killed him?
I don't know.
Look, I just say we kill him and leave him in a ditch somewhere.
I say we let him live.
We killed all his friends. I don't think that we need to kill him, right? We could just, I mean, his foot.
A good point.
Is broken. Like, we just leave him here. Like, it'll take him a long time to get back.
That's true.
All the church looting corpses.
I might not even live to get back.
No, guys, we'd be doing the world a favor. This guy probably, you know, he's probably some like criminal or something, you know.
I'm a family.
Maybe some creepy, you know, creepy type.
No, 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 wait, guys, I think we take him with us.
Yeah, we can work something out.
Because the mayor said a bunch of people are back to the thing, right? These gathering suspects. We don't know what Big Al looks like. This guy does. You come with us, you help us. If Big Al's in the lineup, you point him out and we'll just murder him on the spot for you. Because we know he's involved with this whole thing of keeping people in the city. Or
yeah, sure. Yeah, for sure. Whatever you need.
Wouldn't we have to go back to the city for that? Are we trying to go further out? Big Al's in the city, right?
Last I heard, Big Al's in the city.
Okay.
I didn't catch your name, boy.
Rufus.
Rufus?
Yeah.
Rhymes with doofus. Gotcha.
Oh, don't go.
Oh, look at these big at him again. Yeah, and that's payback for trying to kill us and all.
They're killers and they're mean.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, we can carry him back to town or leave him in a ditch. Whatever you guys want to do.
What if we just left him here?
I don't think that worked.
We can't just leave him here. I can put some fleas on him and.
Oh yeah, put.
Yeah, well, you know, and if he does something we don't like, then I could get him to, you know, suck him off a little bit.
What? Whoa, wait, hey.
Yo, wait a minute.
Hey, I don't condone that shit.
I'm not content into that.
Maybe you and the butler can team up, do some combo fleas.
Double tag?
Tag team flea, yeah.
I don't want to be double teamed.
I don't know if Butler has fleas.
I think Butler is a plague.
Oh.
Yeah.
You look over at the butler and he's finished looting all the corpses and neatly stacked them up.
Do you want to know what you found?
I do.
So you found 8 seeds.
Oh, yeah.
A note that says, make sure no rodent leaves the city. Signed, Big L.
Okay.
Then you find a small piece of cracker.
Ooh.
With honey on it.
Okay.
Can I get my arrows back?
Yep.
Or are they like, okay.
Well, I mean, I guess we're taking Rufus back to Maya McSwiss Cheese.
How far out did we go again? You said it was like an hour.
Yeah.
So we're not like that far out, right? We could go back and.
Correct.
Well, do we really want to go back to the city and confront like a gang boss?
I mean, I got hurt pretty bad out there and I think I need a little rest, you know?
That's fair. That's fair.
I usually just sleep in trees, but you know, bed would be nice too.
Here, I got you, folks. I pull up my blue button that I stole and I like use it to start creating an intricate jail system so I can tie each of our suspects to it and carry them around.
Like having the button on your back and then string coming through the holes and tying them like Doc Ock, but your arms are just tied to people. I love that.
I don't. This guy definitely has some demons, y'all. I mean, he's got some demons, yeah.
I mean, it's better than getting sucked off, tell you the truth.
Right.
I'm quippy that.
Okay, so you create this child leash for this guy with a button backpack. And well, what are you guys gonna do? You're feeling more diseased than normal, Butler.
What do you mean? I'm fine.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. Well, I'm usually pretty indecisive, but you know, I usually hang in the shadows. So how about you guys decide what to do? I'm gonna hang out in that shadow. And once you, yeah, I'll come back out in a minute.
There's that murder, right? I can help you solve that.
God damn it, Rufus.
I know my way around here.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll follow you then.
Yeah. You guys follow him on his child leash. And you continue to travel through the underboards for a while. About 3 hours later, Butler is feeling quite sick. You can take 2 damage.
No, I'm fine.
And then you can see this pool of like green liquid that seems to be blocking your path. And you can see he's,
last time I was up here, this wasn't here.
What?
And it's like dripping from the floorboards above you guys too, and it hisses when it drips.
I tell you what, this is how you earn your freedom. You go over there, you put some on your hands, you rub your hands together, put some on your face, and you come back here now, huh?
I don't really want to.
I think we should tie this thing up. Seems like a pretty good suspect. Maybe take this over to, you know, Mr. Swissy Cheese and, you know?
This man is dumb.
Could have done it, though. What do you mean?
To be fair, I think me and Butler have like an IQ of like 60 when put together. So, you know, I'm going to say Seed and Louie. Maybe you do it. Oh. I mean, I have these climbing spears, but you're not...
We have someone who can jump that has a glider.
I do have a jump and I do have a glider.
Do we have any rope?
Yeah, we have some rope.
And then Butler has some rat poison string.
Well, maybe let's not use that.
I have chestnut climbing sticks and I have some rope on rat poison.
Can you describe it again? Like how we're going to get past? It's just stuff coming from the ceiling. There's no like...
Yeah. There's like a small pool of it below, but it's like dripping through the floorboards.
Okay. So we can't walk like through it then?
No, not without taking some effect.
And because it's dripping, we can't go over either. I have an umbrella. I have a leaf umbrella.
That's so good. Yeah, that would probably somewhat work.
Wait, I have an idea, guys. Take that umbrella, and we also use the glider. It's like a big old umbrella, and we just all hunker underneath. We can try to get through there.
Yeah, you could probably do that.
You want to risk your glider? If it drips onto the glider, you know, the umbrella, you know, it's a glider.
But yeah, but umbrella's only going to, like, cover one person.
That's true. I just don't want you to lose your glider, you know.
Well, I mean, if we solve this thing, then I'll probably have enough seeds to get a new glider.
I'll have enough seeds for sure.
Okay.
Sounds like he's gonna rip y'all off. Not to cause strife in the party, but he sounds like a piece of shit.
The butler would never.
I know. We already suspect the butler. 9 out of 4 butlers murder their bastard.
9 out of 4, eh? That shit's crazy.
I love that no one's corrected Sid on the fact that that's mathematically impossible.
How are you guys gonna get through this goop?
Look, is there a wall, like, near the goop?
Yeah, can we, like, shimmy, or, like...
You can attempt to shimmy, yeah.
I want to use my climbing sticks, and if there's a wall kind of going up and around, I'm going to try that.
So those aren't climbing sticks, those are climbing spikes. So those are from a chestnut, the spikes on the outside of the chestnut, for climbing.
Do you think could I penetrate the wall with them?
You could. You could penetrate the wall.
Okay, well, I'm going to lickety-split.
Okay. Sure. Why don't you make a dexterity save to see if you can time it right with the dripping and also try to shimmy.
Wait.
Did you just roll really bad?
No, I didn't roll yet. Just let me think. My IQ not too good. You know what? I do it. Oh, okay. Thank God. I got an unnatural 20.
Nice. You're able to shimmy across, not get dripped on.
Hey, I'm over on the other side, guys. I'd be willing to throw over my climbing spikes if you got the...
Well, they'd still be in the wall, essentially.
You got the cojones.
Some of them.
You can try and climb on them, because if Lickety Split can do it, surely everyone else can do it, since I'm such a dummy. I'm talking to the good old boys over there.
All right, I guess Louie will try to be me with the umbrella.
Okay, sure.
Instead of climbing.
Why don't you make a dex save?
All right.
See, he's going to look back at Rufus and go, Rufus, grab onto my back. I'll take you over.
A dex save? 11.
Okay, I got an 11 for the acid.
Uh-huh.
I would say you do get across without taking damage, but your umbrella is fucked.
Oh.
It totally burns through the umbrella.
My umbrella.
No.
My leaf umbrella.
My leaf umbrella.
My only possession.
And then when Sid said that to Rufus, he says, I'm still attached to that big old hunk over there, Butler.
Thanks.
Well, let's just use the glider then. It should be a lot easier since there's like two of them already over there. Only three of us.
Do it.
All right, yeah, we're going to go through with the glider.
So you're going to try to glide with three people across?
No, I'm using the glider as like a giant umbrella.
Oh, okay, sure. Make it X to you.
Right. Oh, yeah, I got the advantage. Well, okay, that is going to be... Let me see, one second. That's going to be a 10, even with the advantage.
Oh, God.
We're going with them, too.
Yeah. Okay. So Rufus makes a dex save, and so do you, Butler.
Mine's a 13.
Yeah. So was Rufus's. Yes, don't do that well. You do get across, and you all are going to take 3 damage.
Butler's out.
Which means Rufus is dead. So Rufus, you can see him burn, and as it comes through the glider and hits him, he starts to panic, and he falls into this acid pool.
Butler's gone, too.
Okay, so Butler is unconscious behind him.
We can't try to, assist their...
You're welcome to try to, grab Butler, who's unconscious, before Butler falls in. But Rufus is behind Butler, so Rufus is definitely dead.
Oh, no. I would try to save him.
You want to make a strength save?
Okay. 12.
Yeah, you save him. You pull him across.
Okay. I'll start trying to give him rat CPR.
Rat CPR. Okay, roll medicine.
Ooh, 21.
Okay, he is up at 1 health. You're able to get him
conscious.
Yes.
All right, as you come to consciousness, I'm giving you mouth to mouth.
You guys are making out.
Yeah.
Oh, God, he's coughing into my mouth.
He's coughing into your mouth.
Oh, boy.
That is some of the grossest shit I've ever seen in my entire life.
Thanks. I think I got a little on my mouth.
Well.
Are you okay?
I gotta say no. I gotta say.
I wipe some phlegm from my, mouth.
Oh, shit.
Anyway. You're okay. You're up now.
He tips the hat, m'lady.
You don't taste very good.
A really nice hat that has a hole in it now from the acid.
Really nice though.
Louis is also now poisoned.
Oh, fine.
You could argue it was worth it for the lips, but you got poisoned.
Do I take damage or?
No, not currently.
Okay. All right.
Look. I think we all need to find a place to set up. I have a tent. It only fits one, but you guys can all sleep outside of it. And we can all take a little rest.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a one-person tent?
Well, it could fit more, but I just don't like you guys that much.
What?
You guys called me dumb earlier, and that butler's kind of messed up. I don't know what to say about him.
I didn't mean it as an insult. I just, the sky is blue and you're dumb.
Right. Well, actually, sometimes it's cloudy, but yeah, we don't have to get into that. Anyway, I'm trying to say, I didn't want to say this, but you two have something I don't want to catch. And that tent don't have no air purifier. You know what I'm saying?
We got style, brother.
Maybe me and Sid, I forgot his name because I'm so dumb. Here we go again. Maybe we can set up shop. You guys can just sit outside and sleep in a tree, in a bush. I don't really care.
That's fine. Sid does have one of my fleece on him.
No, this is getting worse and worse. Everybody outside the tent, I'm pitching it.
Which had babies and now there's three fleas on them.
I'm pitching a tent and I don't mean anything inappropriate by that. Literally pitching my tent, okay? Let's just go to bed.
Throw back to last season.
Yeah.
Okay. Sid looks away anyway.
Well, I want to sleep. I don't know about you guys. I'll catch up.
You guys are all going to attempt to rest?
I'll keep watch. I got to feed my babies, so.
That's fair.
Yeah, I'll keep first watch.
Before I go to bed, I'm going to give Louie one of my spider traps and say, you know, these are really, you know, we don't want anything sneaking up on us now, so I'm going to give you one of these. Okay, I'm going to go to bed, have a real good sleep, and you're going to use, and I'm going to let you do what you want with this. That's all. Good night.
Do you set up the traps or do you just kind of leave them in your hands for now?
Oh, I was just giving them to Louie to set them up if he wants because he's on lookout.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Does Louie set them up or?
Yeah, I guess he would. I don't think he'd attempt to set them up because he doesn't know how to. So he would probably just put it next to him and.
Oh.
Care.
I don't want to metagame, so I guess I'm sleeping.
Okay. Is everyone else resting then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you attempting a short rest or a long rest?
A short rest is. I forget how many hit dice we get. We get one D8, right? If I rolled a D8 for health, then we get one D8 to recover.
Yeah.
We can do a short rest. This seems more time sensitive, but it's up to you guys.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to start eating seeds in sheer pain.
Yeah, you're in a lot of pain. Can Louie roll a perception?
14.
Okay. You hear at some point throughout the night, I guess you guys are only resting for about an hour, but you hear a few minutes after Lickety Split is sent to bed, this kind of grippy noise, this amphibious noise. You can see above you is a lizard that's clung to the top of these floorboards.
And I would recognize it as being unfriendly.
You know that the lizards are generally pretty untrustworthy, as they typically will attack rat and mice folk, kind of like an open war.
Okay.
He kind of darts his tongue out.
All right, I'll start freaking. Wake up, lizard on the ceiling.
What y'all doing here?
They're just resting.
And he licks his eye.
Right now.
You're in lizard territory.
We're less than an hour from the city.
Yeah, this is my territory.
We'll be moving soon. I mean, we don't want any trouble.
Got any bodies?
Why?
For a snack. His tongue darts out.
Did Rufus dissolve in the acid or?
Yeah.
We don't got any bodies here, but a little walk that way, there's a bunch of stacked corpses all nicely, organized, waiting to be, I guess, eaten.
Pipe stacks, meat folds.
I don't like to do too much walking for my meal.
All right, well.
Persuasion.
Persuasion?
Yeah.
Me? Okay. I have very bad. 11.
Okay. You rolled a 1.
Okay.
But seeing as I'm feeling in a generous mood, I'll go see about those bodies. But if you were lying, I'm going to be back with my friends.
Well, there's definitely a pile of corpses just waiting over there.
See y'all now. See y'all real soon.
Wait. What was your name? I didn't catch your name.
Glippo.
All right, well... Yeah, maybe we'll see you around and we can be friendly.
Yeah, maybe. Anything could happen. He licks his eye again and then he scurries off on the roof. And you guys get a rest in. So if you want to use that hit dice, you're welcome to use it.
I'm back up to full, baby.
All right. Sorry, what was the hit dice again? How much is it worth?
It depends on...
I was keeping watch, so I wouldn't have rested anyway, so...
Well, you can still technically have a rest.
Okay.
Oh, it's based off of our, what our max HP was?
Yeah. Are you a commoner?
I'm a commoner, so my max HP, I think it's...
It was the D8.
The D8, okay.
Plus your con mod.
Okay. I do like the idea of when I feed my fleas, I lose health, though.
Yeah, I love that.
So I'm just gonna say I'm at, like, one HP less than max.
Okay. Hey, you guys are all healed up. Ready to continue journeying.
Still poisoned, though, right?
You're not poisoned anymore. So, you guys are both diseased now,
though. Well, yeah.
So you can see, based on the fact that you guys are kind of, like, amped up against this wall, you know that this is the wall you were looking for. It's just a matter of how far down until you reach, like, the up and up. So you guys continue traveling, and that is going to take you about another hour until you can see the, like, the signage and clearly, like, the way up through, like, ropes and nails that are in the wall to go upwards. And then you kind of see in front of you there's a sign, and it says, well, it doesn't say, it shows that this is a frog walk ahead crossing, to warn you guys of that. And then you can see in front of that is a bunch of frogs walking across the area, coming down from the wall and walking across into the floor area. So some are on 2 feet, some are on four, some are dressed and some are not. Some have their little business suits on and their briefcases. Look like it's a pretty common crosswalk for these frogs.
Lickety Split don't like no frog now. Just so we all know and are on the same page.
Racist against frogs?
Well, they're a different species, you know. We gotta, you know, they tell you, have you seen their tongues and the way they jump? No offense, Sid. But yeah, I mean, I don't like them. Plus, don't they eat rats? I've heard stories.
I've never heard of a frog eating a rat, but maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, like, frogs are like, they like flies. They also like to jump like rats, like me, so. Mouse like me, so.
Right.
I mean, they get competitive, though. They like their jumping contests.
Well, maybe.
That's all kind of touchy.
Maybe watch those fleas. They'll probably make a good snack for them.
Well, I'd rather not, but, like, you know, they breed fast. I can make more.
Right. Anyway.
Every once in a while, you can see, like, there's a break in this path. So you guys can attempt to dart through, or you could talk, or you could do whatever you choose to do in this scenario.
Look, what do the smart good old boys want to do in this one, huh?
You know, I don't. So they're like, how much bigger are they than us? Like,
they're not that much bigger. In fact, they're like even a little bit smaller than you guys. There's just a lot of them that are walking on their way to work and whatnot.
Okay, well, are you making us play Frogger with frogs? Is that what's happening?
I might be.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I'm glad you picked up on that.
Well, when you said there's like little gaps. Okay. I don't know. I guess just try to make it through. I mean, they're not going to trample us, right? Like,
well, you would know, wouldn't you? Because you're smart. Lickety Split, don't forget nothing now.
You know what, Lickety? You have street smarts. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Sometimes I say things I didn't mean it in a way.
Right.
Like, you're not
enough to do.
You're not. I didn't mean you're dumb. I just mean you're. I don't even know. You're smart in ways that are useful to you.
Yeah, he's street smarts, knowing how to hide a body in a ditch, because they're not real street smart, boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well then, well, let's play, let's go do this. Let's jump across that street now.
Okay, so anyone that's trying to get across can choose to either make a strength save to push through or a dex save to get through the gap.
Here's what I think we should do. How long is my thread rope, would you say?
If you're asking if it would connect to everybody so everyone can hold on, you would be able to do that.
Well, we can either attach each other with this here thread rope.
This isn't the poison rope, right?
No, I would never do that.
There's not a single poison rope around. I've never actually seen one.
Yeah. I don't know what poison is, you know?
Who's got poison?
Yeah, I don't know. We could either do that, or one of us could dart across with a rope on, and then if they're in trouble, we could yank them back.
No, first, folks. I think they have a some reason they might. I think I can make it.
Or before we could talk to one of the business ones, maybe they'd be a little smarter and ask if they know anything about the murder.
Would I talk to the frog people?
Well, I mean, not me, because I don't like them.
Yeah, I do. Does anyone speak frog?
You guys can make an intelligence save, and whoever gets the highest can speak frog, unless it's like ridiculously low.
Yeah, I'm not that person. I'm a three.
I have a nat 20.
Woo! Okay, you can speak frog.
The one who hates frogs.
Now,
you picked up a thing or two
in prison. You know
a lot of slurs.
There's different groups in prison now. You know, there's the frogs, there's the rats, and then there's the crocodiles. I don't like the frogs.
You're in prison with crocodiles?
I like the idea that just small frogs and rats, and then somehow they've got crocodiles in this prison within the house. Yeah.
So, and I don't, those are dark times I don't like to talk about, but yeah, I go talk to them real quick, and then, you know, one of us can run across the road or whatever. Yeah, I'm gonna like just do a little dance over to one of the frogs. Wearing a tie, maybe. Well, one of the ones wearing a business suit.
Yeah, he's got a business suit. He looks like he's in a rush, but they all do.
Hey, Mr. Frog in a tie. Can I have 1 second of your time? I got a real important question. We're on a little mission.
1 second? Yeah, 1 second.
Maybe 1 minute. It's a figure of speech. Not that you would understand that.
Sorry, I'm on the phone.
And he steps out from the group.
All right, what do you want, rat?
Well, I didn't call you frog, but okay. Yeah, we're on a mission from the mayor of Chetopolis, you know, Mayor McSweezy, Miss Jeezy. Yeah, anyway, that doesn't matter. But the divine one who made us all magical and shit, yeah, he done croaked, and we're trying to find who. Oh, yeah, he done croaked. Yeah, you would get that. That's a nice frog pun.
Oh, Lordy.
And yeah, somebody killed him and shoved him in a ditch or some shit, and he dead. But I want to know if you know anything about that.
Anything about that? Wait, when did we hear that he was shoved in a ditch?
Yeah, I'm just filling in the details, you see, you know. Hey, yeah, you don't speak frog.
You just hear, like, croaking.
Yeah, he's just croaking.
He may or may not have been in a ditch, but he's dead.
Well, all right. I did see a couple of brown mice come through here. Brown, I don't know if they're rats or mice. No, no offense, they kind of look the same.
Do you know the name Big L?
Big L?
Yeah, yeah.
The mobster?
Yeah, yeah.
I try not to deal with the mobsters in your city.
Big cheesy son of a bitch. Well,
I know he's a brown-furred fella, though.
Right, okay, brown fur, big fella. Okay.
He is a bit of a big fella.
That's something, too. We never confirmed that he's Big Al as in, like, he's big, or if it's some kind of ironic gangster name. This is me out of character, by the way.
That's true.
This is me out of character, correct.
Well, he sounds pretty big. I can double check, though. Now is he big, like, you know, big, or is it like ironic, like he's some small little boy, some small little good old boy?
I mean, I haven't met him myself, but I think he's like average.
Well, they don't call him average, Al. Well, you know what? I
think he's big as in his big influence in the city.
Oh, right. Well, I hate to take up more of your time now. I'm gonna thank you. You know, you're a good frog. You're one of the good ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're a rat. And he gets back into the stream and keeps walking.
Yeah, I'm gonna go summarize what the frog said about Big Al having a big influence in the brown rat, all that jazz. I've spoken enough. I'm gonna go wait in the shadows. You guys do what you want.
That makes sense. See, so, maybe that's big. Maybe it's average size. Maybe just have big balls.
Big what?
Maybe he had big influence. Like maybe it's just average size, but you know, like down below. You know, he's got to wear a kilt. I haven't heard of this Big Al before, so I don't know like what kind of monster he is. If he's like one of those gigolo monsters, or if it's one of those ones with the fascination with noodle that those yellow tasty yellow noodles, or
you think he's a pimp or something?
I mean, we don't know yet. You know, I mean, I'm just saying, like, if he was average shot, but that guy, that Rufus, was mighty afraid of him. Maybe there's something else he's got there intimidating, like a, I don't know.
Like a set of nuts.
Maybe the butler would know. He's, you know, he looks like he used to be in the mouse mafia.
Nuts.
Oh.
It's nuts.
Oh, he got big old nuts. And he's a brown rat, and he got big influence.
Nut.
And that's right. Okay. Yeah. You know what, guys? I'm smarter than him.
Ralph, you almost made me shit myself with laughter.
Oh my god.
Okay. Well, which one of us has big nuts to cross that road first?
Not me. Not it.
I mean, Butler always steals shit. Maybe he's got some big old nuts.
What's that supposed to mean? You thinking the butler did it?
I didn't. Hey, there's honor among thieves.
Oh, sure. Send the butler into danger first. Sure.
Look, you definitely some sort of serial killer, so yeah, we get the bullshit right now. Just cross that road.
Okay, he goes.
Oh, no.
Are you waiting for a gap, or are you just going to try to muscle through?
I mean, I'm kind of waiting for a gap, but like, I figure they're probably going to move out of my way.
Do you want the rope?
Yeah, why don't you roll a dex save?
We're coming through. 22.
Okay, you do get across. They give you a little bit of a gap, but they don't notice you too much.
All right.
A passing tongue flick hits you in the side of your body, but you get across.
That went pretty fine. So here, I'll just toss this bobbin of thread right off back over the, and you guys just, you know, just get around the traffic jam that it causes when I trip every single one of these frogs.
Okay, you cause a massive traffic jam. You cause a big old leapfrog chain as they all leap over this thing. I wouldn't say that made it easier to get across. It just made it very different.
Okay, I'll try to, I guess, dart under the jumping frogs.
Okay, dex save.
That is a crit fail.
Oh, okay, a frog is going to land on you.
Oh, no.
You only take one damage, though. I rolled really poor.
Okay, well, that's good.
Hey, get the hell out of here!
And he keeps hopping. Make another dex save if you can get out of the way before the next one lands on you.
3.
Oh, okay, Louie is taking some hits here. Oh, I also rolled a 1 again, though, so that's lucky for you.
Okay.
And they just keep flicking their tongues and eating your fleas the longer you stay.
My babies.
At this point, I need you to roll again because it's funny.
9.
Okay, well, you get across.
Okay. Been really good all night except for you.
All right. I'm a little bruised, but I'm okay.
Well, I guess it's me and Sid, huh? Well, I guess Sid could just fly over, right? John?
You can jump across, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to jump across.
Okay, Sid jumps across.
Well, they don't call me lickety split because I'm slow. I'm just going to start running.
Okay.
Oh, but my bum leg. Oh, shit.
And you like trip through it.
Yeah.
Make a strength save.
Strength save is going to be a 9.
Okay, let me see how strong the frog opposing you. He got an 8, so you do get through. And you guys are all through the frog walk. You can see up ahead there is a sign, and then there's a rope that goes up.
This goes up to the next, like, level of the house?
It's where you were told the top of the fireplace was. That's where you were recommended to go, but you don't have to go there. Because there's two directions in the sign, and one points up towards the fireplace kind of rope climb. And the other one is basically pointing to this little notch door in the wall.
May I make a suggestion? If we go 2 and 2... Maybe the good old boys and the bad scary boys, maybe gather more clues.
Oh, and sorry, I forgot to mention, the one that is pointing towards the door in the wall has like a danger sign on it.
Oh, shit. Well, maybe you guys go that way. Fair is fair. We can flip a coin. Or maybe we all go together. I don't know. We might run into more.
I got one right here. Let's flip this coin, though.
Big human-sized coin.
About tails, me and Butler go the danger scary way.
Yeah, I think that sounds like a really good idea.
Hey.
Well, and then heads, and Sid and I go that way.
Yeah, I mean, we could all go together. I was just trying to make this a little more fun, you know. Safe isn't fun.
Safe is pretty fun.
Okay.
If you guys want to split up, I mean, can I see that coin first, though? Just, you know, make sure that it is there's...
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
What, you don't trust the butler, eh? I get it. It's fine. I get it.
You know, it's just I just want to make sure that it's fair.
And you're acting really suspicious, butler. Like, you keep on saying you're not the one that killed the vine, but you just admit it. We can just go back home, man. We'll just...
I haven't killed anyone, but I would love 500 seeds. It's 500 seeds would be good. You know?
It wasn't 500 seeds each, was it? You know?
No, it's 500. I get 500 seeds.
Oh, I don't think that's how it works, but
that's what we've all agreed on.
Okay.
I never did agree to anything like that. We never gave out a number, and you are.
Look.
You don't want to mess my friend Louie here because he'll talk you up.
Okay, so let's just flip this coin and Ed's, you go the danger way. Tails, we go the danger way. We go, look, it's certain death. So,
look, somebody take the coin from him. He's going to fucking keel over.
I flip it.
I have a real coin here if you guys want me to flip it.
It's definitely a double-sided coin.
Oh, this is some Harvey Dent shit.
It's a check-in.
I have a evil idea in my head.
Yeah.
What would I have to roll to take out a toothpick and scratch into the ground to make it so when the coin lands, it lands straight perpendicular to the ground, like, you know, like a not a heads or a tails?
Well, then I'd be a monkey's uncle, friend. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what that would achieve.
You would be digging into essentially the cement foundation of this house.
You want to ruin the house?
No, if it lands and it's stuck perfectly on the side, then we both have to go. That was agreement.
Why don't we just take the rope? Why do we want to go the danger door anyways?
I don't know. I don't even remember the past 2 days.
You can see there's like light coming through the bottom of that door.
Oh.
It seems like it's possibly going outside.
That's interesting.
By the smells and the amount of daylight coming through.
I do like a... Is there like any outside dangers that I should be aware of? Like maybe like cats or dogs that like the family owns who lives here?
Yeah. Yeah, I can give you some info on that. Why don't you roll history?
Okay. That's going to be a 12.
Okay. You know that the wizard owns a cat?
Okay.
And his name is Pickle. You know that typically the outside is pretty dangerous because there's a lot of birds outside. So the village that's outside, the few villages that are outside, they have like covers that they've created and they have defense systems against these birds because they always attack rats and mice that come out.
Well, why do we have to get put out on the front gate here? This shift blows. Oh, well, at least we didn't get put out with those damn lizards. Yeah, I heard that the boss is sending out some more folk out there, a couple more groups to work with them lizards. So, could be worse. Yeah, but so damn boring out here. Nothing going on. Hold that thought. What's that light coming this way? We got visitors, boys. At the ready.
Hey, sewer rats. Sewer Sensei Wyatt here. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Sewers and Shurikens. Thanks to everyone helping to edit our episodes, including our own member Sean and his Dungeon the Pop pals, Lord Nerdy Cephalopod, Crest, and Nick. Thanks for listening.